According to the National Institute of Mental Health, more than 6 million Americans over the age of 65 suffer from depression. A large percentage of those cases, though, are never identified or treated. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look at how depression in the elderly can be a serious public health concern.
One of the problems in diagnosing depression in an individual over 65 is that it doesn't look the same as depression in a younger person. Dr. Tarun Kumar, a Syracuse psychiatrist, says younger adults will often come to a healthcare professional and identify themselves as depressed with a list of reasons why. They've lost interest in hobbies or they don't like going out with friends. Signs of geriatric depression are more general.
Elderly patients will usually present with symptoms like insomnia, which is lack of sleep, or they might be more anxious or fidgety, or they might even come up with some somatic complaints, like physical complaints, pain, some GI symptom. Those kind of symptoms could be the first symptom, presenting symptoms of depression.
There's also a reluctance among elderly patients to talk about their feelings. Sharon Brangman, chair of geriatrics at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse, says the stereotype of a grumpy old man is one of the ways misconceptions about aging keeps depression out of the conversation.
Well, we have a lot of stereotypical thinking about aging, and that's not really the reality. And then we have older adults who seem to think depression is some sort of weakness, and they should kind of grit their teeth and labor through it.
Yet depression among the elderly can have devastating effects. For example, it can co-occur with other illnesses and make them worse, says Kumar.
They don't see any point in living, so they'll be like, why do I need to take so many pills every day to survive? They stop taking medications, which kind of worsens their medical and surgical problems.
Suicide is the most drastic byproduct of depression, and it's prevalent in older individuals. Kumar says the second highest suicide rate in the United States occurs in people over 85.
Elderly people, they attempt less of the suicide, but they complete more, actually, compared to the youths. That has always been there. So we definitely should take those things seriously into account so that we don't lose lives.
But if diagnosed, depression can be treated in this age group. Brangman says there are a number of successful strategies.
Talk therapy is a good one, socialization, simple exercise like walking, maybe walking with another person, a friend, that's a double bonus. So you get exercise and socialization. And there are pills that are available. A lot of older people are afraid of the pills, thinking that they're going to become dependent on them, which isn't true, or they're going to change their personality if they take them, which isn't true. There are a number of medicines very similar to what we give to younger adults that are very effective.
Joining a day program for seniors at Pace CNY in North Syracuse turned out to be a lifesaver for one Central New York senior. Jean Bailey says she was very depressed when she moved to the Syracuse area.
Because I have no family here. I came from Vermont. And so I was sitting at home feeling bad. You know, people do. And a lady in my building had said, well, how about coming to Pace? I never heard of it. So I said, okay, I'm up to trying anything once at least. So I said, okay, I love it. I come 5 days a week. So it does help depression.
Pace social worker Laria Chisholm sees this play out a lot at the day program. She says the socialization aspect of reducing depression can't be minimized.
For one person, that might work, you know, coming to the day center more to socialize with peers and, you know, feel like they're wanted or needed and have that support from other people that might be going through the same thing as well.
In the end, the most important thing to remember, according to Brangman, is depression is not a natural part of aging.
We can't just say, oh, you're older, you're cranky. If I lost my spouse, if I never saw my grandkids because they lived far away, I'd be depressed too. There should not be any rationalization for these feelings. They need to be evaluated and treated.
For WRVO News, I'm Ellen Abbott.